Hachette Audio presents Talkin' Greenwich Village, the heady rise and slow fall of America's bohemian music capital. Written by David Brown, read by Sean Renette. To anyone who's ever entered one of the clubs in this book, walked onto its stage, tuned up, and changed lives. Introduction. Come gather round. To draw on music terminology, this book emerged from an intro and a coda. Its genesis was the fall of 1978, when I arrived in Greenwich Village to start my freshman year at New York University. Growing up in northern New Jersey, in a house with a view of the Manhattan skyline some 25 miles away, it was impossible not to think about the city. Bus rides into New York to attend a concert at Radio City Music Hall or Carnegie Hall, or see a movie that hadn't made it to the suburbs, or hunt down the plethora of used record stores, only reinforced its allure. Even as we read about the city's downward economic spiral, it still felt like the place to be, alive with arts and thrills. Settling into my college dorm, on East 10th Street and Broadway, down the block from the renovated Hotel Albert, a one-time way station for musicians, I sensed that the heyday of the village music world had peaked. The giants from the previous decade were rarely, if ever, listed in the Village Voice club ads, and some had even passed away. But starting on my first night in the city, which included a pilgrimage to the area's leading and most eclectic venue, the Bottom Line, music clearly remained woven into the fabric of the neighborhood, even if the material was frayed. Other landmark clubs I'd heard about, like Folk City and the Village Vanguard, were still open for business and presenting acts whose names were familiar to me. One could easily spend infinite hours, as I did, flipping through bins of used and rare vinyl in the seemingly countless record stores south of 14th Street. There I found copies of out-of-print LPs by Phil Oakes, Tim Hardin, The Blues Project, and other village-connected legends I'd read about but rarely heard, even on the FM radio of the time. My roommates and I could walk along Bleecker Street and hear music drifting out of the bitter end.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?